a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, October 22nd, 2023, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that teaches you how to take control of your health, focusing on accurate, up-to-date, fact-checked health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and joining me is my co-host, PhD of East Ridge, Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well.
And
good. I know that you can't mention anything to me and think it's going to be private, because as soon as we turn the microphone on, I'm going to start spilling the beans. Clint has a really sore neck, and it's hurting, and his head hurts. So I'm going to talk about
Ed's lying. He's not telling the truth.
The number one of the few things I go and buy at the drugstore for pain, and I think it's the greatest painkiller.
I already know what it is.
You probably do, because you know me pretty well.
Tequila.
No, it's not tequila. Oh. Not at a drugstore sell tequila.
Okay,
no,
well,
Clint.
Okay, sorry. In Dougtown they do, but go ahead.
So we sometimes have to use things that are stronger than natural products.
Okay.
And if I have a terrible headache, as I did the other night, which I will explain why I did have the headache, and it just, you can't sleep, you can't function, you have to do stuff in life, we have to grab a pharmaceutical. Well, used in short runs, that's what the miracle of pharmaceuticals are. Used in long-term usage, that's where the devastation occurs. Fourth leading cause of death in this country by the New England Journal of Medicine is prescription drugs. Properly prescribed and properly taken, they are heavily risky. But Alka-Seltzer in the blue packet with the two dissolvable tablets, the reason this is superior, Alka-Seltzer had no idea the benefit of being alkaline in 1940 when they invented this.
Yeah.
The alkalinity is put into the aspirin. What that means is that your acidic stomach is far less irritated because the acidity isn't increased by the aspirin, because this aspirin is actually alkaline, which is opposite of acidity. It is my only go-to now that I have new hips. You pop two of these bad boys in that water right there.
Yeah.
Now, in cold water, they won't bubble as quickly, but in about 4 minutes, they should be done. You drink that in about...
You just gave it to me.
Yeah,
look at
it to you. I brought you one. Yeah.
You knew I was in pain.
Well, I actually carry one in my pocket all the time.
Do you really?
It's my security blanket.
Guess what I bought the other day from the store, off one of your videos and one of our conversations, and turn my headphones up just a little bit, sir. Number three. There we go. Perfect. Thank you. Alkaline water.
Oh, there you go. Alka-Seltzer.
I went and bought a six-pack of it.
Yeah.
And I drink after my workouts. I don't know if I'm supposed to drink them then or not, but that's when I do.
I am not convinced of its validity, but I also drink it myself.
Okay, good. Well, threw a little rain on my dry day.
Way to go. It doesn't mean I'm negating it. I don't have enough proof that it's working, but I still do use the water, except we should not do it right at mealtime, because we need acidity to digest protein. And when you drink alkaline water, then you're reducing your own acidity that at the one single time of day you need is at mealtime. So I would not do that.
Okay. Thank you for the tip, sir.
Yeah, yeah. And you may have to break those up to get it in there. But
I am. I'm ready.
It gives you a really good burp, too, once you drink it.
Wow, so bubbles. Excited.
I know. It's like a kid at Christmas.
I can't wait till segment two. It's coming.
Well, it's 2:04, so at 2:44, he won't be whining anymore.
No,
not
I'll
that
be
he
good.
Did. He's a tough guy.
I'm good. What's up?
I did go to a new practitioner that I want to talk about, and he has no idea that I'm going to, but it's a new chiropractor. It's called Ignite Chiro. It's over across from Whole Foods on Manufacturers Road, and I was extremely pleased. Katie got me to go because this is not your normal, let's go in and adjust the skeletal structure, and 10 minutes later, you walk out.
Right.
This guy is really taking the approach of a whole body approach, which is so intelligent to me. If you think that, my pelvis is out, let's just adjust the pelvis, it's not really going to work any better than maybe rotating one of your tires on a car. I mean, you have to keep the whole system balanced, or the imbalance of the other parts of the system create more imbalances. He spent 1 hour and 10 minutes, first off, rotating my muscular structure, and he adjusted every...
What does that mean, though? Tell me what that...
Is he
manipulating your muscles? Is it painful?
If you were lying on his table, he would take your hips and run it through every range of motion that your hip should have gone through.
That would be funny to watch. If I go, we got to video that, because my range of motion is going to be, well, damn.
So. Well, when he sees all that, he knows what needs to be adjusted in what direction.
Funny.
And he adjusted every bone, I think, in my body. He adjusted my pubic bone, believe it or not. And I got up less the past two nights than I have gotten up in 10 years to go to the urinate. Because the connection of the nervous system is sending signals.
Is he still doing the popping?
Not a heavy-duty popping.
I can't do that.
He's not doing heavy-duty popping. He's doing light popping.
The stats and odds are low, but I don't want to be wheeled out of that place. That terrifies me.
Would it terrify you?
Okay. Yeah, it does. Okay. People grabbing a hold of me and snapping things on my neck? No, thank you, sir.
You don't know how your neck would feel if it got snapped by a good chiro.
Oh, because right now?
Right now, you'd take it?
Right now, I'd take it. Okay. If he came in here right now and snap, I'd be okay. I'll give it a shot.
I'm going to give updates as the weeks go on. I'm going back again next week. Popped my toes, my fingers, my pubic bone, every bone in my back, every bone. This is what thrilled me. He tucked my shoulder, had me put my hand on my hip.
Yeah.
He wound his arm around my arm and popped my shoulder. Never in my life
has
my
shoulder. No.
It was...
No.
I was ecstatic. No. I was thrilled. I could not understand that this could pop.
So that sounds like such good relief right now.
Uh-huh.
And yet somehow my first reaction was, you're not going to grab a hold of me and snap. No.
Word snap's not accurate, Clint.
It kind of is.
It's a jerk.
Did it make a snapping noise?
It made a popping noise. It's a pop, not a snap.
Okay, my bad.
It's not like a cereal. Was Rice Krispies snap, crackle, pop?
That sounds like what he was doing, to be honest with you. You're not being... I don't think your words are coming out right, because it sounds like you got snap, crackled, and popped a lot from your pelvis to your shoulders to your little toes. So, okay.
Well,
you know what? If I was smart enough to own a chiropractor business, that would be the name of it. Snap crackle, and pop. Chiro. Clint Powell, come on in.
That's not bad.
That's a really good one right there.
You came up with another name for a business that I really loved. I forget what that was about two months ago. So Ignite Chiro, but hang out. Wait till I give some more feedback on it. I think it's going to be very positive. I really do.
All right.
Did a great podcast yesterday with Josh Porter at Optimize You. I rarely am on the opposite side of the table, and I truly enjoyed it. I told him it was like me sitting on the right seat of my airplane, where I can actually look out the window instead of having to focus constantly on what the next step is.
That is, you can find it, Optimize Health, on the podcast platforms with Josh and Mandy.
Yep, Josh and Mandy, and they pushed my buttons and they got me talking pretty excessively. And I was a good boy, though. I only made a couple kind of raw comments. But we talked about my history of how did I get into such a passion for the belief and the study of nutrition.
Yeah.
And I told him, and I may have told this on here before, but I'll say it again. I was about 12 years old. My dad invited a Shackley salesman to our house. I was raised only by my father. My mother had passed away earlier, and he was not a health food guy, but he was always a learner. And like I said last time, and I have on other shows, separate the world into two classes of people, learners and non-learners. My dad was a freaking learner, and we're talking in the late 60s. So this lady comes in. Always remember, she was very dignified, dressed. You know, people wore dresses back then.
Yeah.
Very nice, fixed up, had a little kind of a, not a suitcase, but a carrying case. Pulled out these vitamins, and she lined them up on the kitchen table. But she also spoke about foods, and she said foods and nutrients will prevent many diseases and make you feel better, and you probably will live longer. And I will always remember thinking, why doesn't everybody in the world do what she's saying if food is that powerful? But in 1968, no one considered food powerful.
Yeah.
It was nothing but a way to fill your belly,
yep.
Which half the people today, it's still that, but at least don't.
Now we feed our emotions, but yeah.
True. Yeah. Now, I don't think we fed the emotions back then as much.
Not
food,
as much.
But now we do. But that was a turning point for me. And from that, I went on and became a police officer. And I was telling them that I ordered cassette tapes. And I remember them all too well. I worked midnight shift. And during the slow times, I would push the little play button and listen to Herbal Medicine cassette tapes. For 3 years, I was on the police department and just could not get enough of that learning. So that's kind of how it all started. And I just thought I would.
I love that. That's a great story.
I know this has nothing to do with our health, but I did take my Bronco. I have a 1983 Bronco that
what?
Has pretty much been a piece of nonstop maintenance heck. And I've owned it for about 5 or 6 years, and it's one thing after another. Well, I took it to Big Mike. Big Mike's the guy at Crunch Fitness. Him and his brother, his son and family are good friends, and we always work out together. He's very, very fit. His family's very fit. It's called Jack D, J-A-K-D in Hickson. And anyone who goes there will get a 10% discount if you use and tell them you have a Nutritional World discount card. Our discount card's free. You just come in and get it. So if you have that card, you can go to Jack D up in Hickson, 834-9994. I'm telling you, when I picked my Bronco up last Sunday, he said, "You won't believe this, Ed. We went through it, got your new carburetor, had to do this, had to do that." Still reasonable priced, I'm telling you.
Good.
It drove. I couldn't believe it was my Bronco. It started without even pushing the gas pedal. 1983, never hesitated. Tons of pickup now. Everything about it works. My window didn't work. My windshield wipers, this, that. He went through the whole
thing.
How
long did they have it?
1 week, and they fixed every single thing on there. Dropped it off on a Sunday, picked it up on a Sunday. So Jack D, J-A-K-D, if you want to get 10% discount, make sure you have a Nutrition World card.
Love it. Love it.
All right. We got a lot of good information coming up, and we have some wonderful guests coming up also in the next couple of weeks. Dr. Red, you know him very well. Dr. Red, R-E-D-D, my amazing surgeon that you can walk in off the street with an appointment to pay cash to get pretty much anything removed off of your body. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a pretty large statement, what I just said. And,
moles, warts.
Okay, thank
stuff,
you for
you know, skin lesions.
Specific.
He's really good with skin, like looking at stuff and going, "Hey, let's check that. That's fine." That kind of stuff.
Yep. And then Jason Smith will be the week after. Jason Smith, tell people a little bit about him.
I had him on the podcast a couple of years ago, and of course you know him. But he is a young guy, lost both of his legs and other injuries serving our country. I think it was in Afghanistan. Like everybody, when they encounter, and I don't know it near as well as he does, but when you encounter tragedies, things that are life changing, you have two ways to go: sit in the pity. Mm-hmm. And I think he went through a lot of that. You know, everybody goes through, but he came out on the other side, and he is a competitor. He just thought competing, I think, in the world the Olympics or yep. the competition,
3 gold medals.
Yeah, he's just he helps other veterans. He just decided to take the path of, this is the story that God has given me, and I'm gonna write it as much as possible. I'm gonna make it a great story, and he is a great dude.
He sure is.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Strong as a ox in the gym. Yeah. I mean, nobody can hold a candle to this boy.
Well, and I'll just say this real quick, and then you can take it over. But he's mentally way stronger than he is physically.
Oh, yeah, got to be.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that.
And has a wonderful family that supports him.
Yeah.
All right, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking vascular health for a few minutes. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell, and we always enjoy having Dr. Lasar come on Vital Health. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Dr. Lasar.
Ed, thank you so much. Happy to be here.
A man with a great amount of experience and also ethics that helps people in the city just in all levels of artery, blood flow, peripheral artery disease. Many people don't know what that is, and that's why we keep reminding people, because, you know, I'm not the hugest fan of a lot of components of traditional medicine, but this one is one that can fix you, and it has very little downside. I live my life with risk and benefit on everything, including the rapamycin I'm talking about earlier, the drug I'm taking now that I truly believe will extend lifespan further than anything ever found on this earth, is a risk. There's risk with everything. There's risk with the Sprite that, or in the Krispy Kreme donuts that Clint ate earlier today.
I didn't eat those today. No, thank you to mind your own affairs, sir.
Okay.
I will say, can I just say something?
You can.
You bragged on his ethics.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Lasar, welcome, sir.
Thank you, sir.
I just wanted to, he was a little late. Let's just be honest.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's just be honest. Good. Let's talk about the man's ethics.
Yeah, I like that.
And as soon as he walked in, he goes, "Sorry, I'm a little late, guys." And I said, "What, were you busy?" He goes, "Yeah, I was saving someone's leg, but that's okay, Clint. I just had to have priorities." So I like the fact that my doctor, I want him to put my leg ahead of a radio interview too.
Bingo.
Thank you, sir.
Well, you're welcome.
Absolutely. On behalf of that patient, thank you very much, sir.
No, just fun stuff. So, yes, yeah. I'm the plumber of the body. That's what I do. I fix arteries and veins, and it's my passion to help people. And but a lot of the work that I do is a preventative problem, and so that's why I love working with Ed here. And to, you know, he's all about health and how to stay healthy. And a lot of the stuff that I deal with is a chronic condition of inflammation in the arteries. And it's inflammation that causes the plaques that build up and the calcium to deposit, and then people to have heart attack, strokes, and lose legs. And so that's, you know, I'm dealing with the inside of some of these process. You know, the little 46-year-old girl that I was operating on, she didn't have enough blood flow to her foot to keep it alive. And so,
did she have diabetes?
She did have a diabetes.
Okay.
And high cholesterol.
Okay.
And control of those chronic conditions are critical. So, you know, we talk about what are the important things for health, Ed. You know, we've talked about that many times before, but it's maintaining the ability to exercise and getting exercise, you know, having strength and having a good diet, and having, you know, making sure that the, you know, nutrition is absolutely proper. We don't get high carbohydrates, and we don't get into saturated fats and cooking oils and things like that that can really kind of damage our bodies and cause inflammation.
You just hit Ed's sweet spot. You said cooking oils, and I know that's a big deal with Ed, too.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
I preach it every single show,
yeah,
almost.
Absolutely.
It's just the simple things, but we weren't taught that in high school way back when.
Or in medical school.
You know, not much.
No.
Not much. I remember, you know, we had about 2 weeks of nutrition class, and that was about it.
Mm-hmm. You're seeing the after effects, right? The years.
Years. You,
what happens? It's not the 1 week. It's the right. 10 years, 20 years down the road.
Yeah, and you know, also it's duration. It's also and age is important. So, you know, we have a lot of patients that are smokers in my world. And, you know, I start off saying, you know, are you a smoker? And they say yes. And I say, when did you start? When you're 10? And they say no. I say 9. Yeah. And they laugh. And they say, no, I was 11 or 12 or 13 or something like that when they started. And, you know, they're 45.
Yeah.
They've been smoking now for 30 years. But it's, if you start early or if you eat poorly early, you just don't get enough exercise early. You don't build your body and take care of yourself. Then you get to meet doctors like me. And then we try to put you back together and keep things from falling
off. So what was the symptom of the 46-year-old? Inability to walk?
Again? Yeah, no, she had an injury in the past. Actually lost a digit because of that.
Oh.
And her great toe. And, you know, she was telling me that her dog stepped on her foot and her foot turned purple and started looking bad again. And she got in right away. She knew exactly what to do, was get in right away.
Because she was lacking blood flow, so the foot could not heal itself.
Correct.
Wow.
And then what did you do?
So we fixed the plumbing, and we found the blockage, and we repaired the artery. We actually used a laser to actually clear out the artery, and a little balloon to stretch it, a little stent to kind of hold something open.
I got
to
ask you a question.
Yeah.
How good have you been doing this so long, it's what you do, which is what I want. I want a mechanic that fits my car. He doesn't, you know, high-five himself. He's like, that's what I'm supposed to do. Yeah. But there's got to be a certain amount of satisfaction that comes from when you see that and you go, me and my team just helped this person, and they don't even really know how much we're helping them till a few months down the road. Does that make sense?
Yep. No, I get it. And people really don't understand their bodies very well. I mean, that's just, we weren't taught how to think about it. And, you know, I live a privileged, I have a privileged job. I mean, I take care of people and I love what I do, and I get to really impact their life. And that's, you know, that's what I
that's
signed up
feel
for.
Good.
It is. Yeah.
At the end of the day, I think that's our best legacy, is that we have helped people with their life.
Yeah.
And you've done so much of that in Chattanooga. And again, I love the fact that you are not corporately owned, that you actually, the buck stops with you, the boss, the owner. That changes the whole game of how that all filters down to the staff and to the efficiencies and to doing right and the right stuff all the time instead of just moderate, okay stuff. Good is the enemy of great, and you're not happy with good. You want great. You're a workaholic, and you make it happen. And maybe not always the benefit of yourself, but it's the benefit of this Chattanooga public, because they have someone like you who can truly help them when they're in need. So that's a great story. I love that. A 46-year-old, and I mean, a dog steps on her foot, and she already knew because she had previous experience with that. And I know that we always talk about this, just basically sometimes common sense can change the game, like not having your blood sugar go too high. And I'm hugely invested now in these continuous glucose monitors that I worked with a client yesterday, and I got to look at her graph, and it monitors your blood sugar 24 hours a day. It goes to your phone, and it really can tell you what foods you are more sensitive to, because you can't keep pricking your finger all the time. No one wants to do that. And if you can keep it and really identify the food the components of food, like she had, the only elevation she had was when she ate watermelon. That was it. She could eat anything else and it never bothered her. Wow. Her watermelon shot her way up and nothing else did.
You know how to fix that? Take, when you eat watermelon, just take the monitor off.
Thank you.
Yeah, that way you don't have to worry. See, I'm not the doctor or the health guy in this
show. If you close your eyes, it's just not there.
I think you understand now why I go see so many doctors, sir.
Okay, so this leads right into our segue of really about women and PAD, because that's really what we're going to talk about today.
Yep.
And we had the one patient we just mentioned. She's female, diabetic. But, you know, women tend to not show some of the signs and symptoms that are typical with PAD. And they may present with atypical symptoms. You've heard of women having a jaw pain and they're having a heart attack, or they're having, men might have that classic arm pain.
Right.
And so women can have, throat or neck pain that actually leads to, that's might be a sign that they're having heart problems. Women tend to get diagnosed later, so we're not sure why. Maybe they're not showing up in time. Maybe they're taking care of everybody else before they take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And ethnicity plays a very large role. So when it comes to PAD, African-American and Asian females tend to have much more advanced disease when they're presenting.
Asian females?
Yes, both. Both African-American and Asian. And so, you know, when someone shows up with that factor, that you know, their ethnicity is in play, you know, we pay attention to that. And then the last thing is, and we can discuss this further, and maybe people call in. I don't know if people call into your show, Ed, but, you know, women are more likely not to change their lifestyle than men are. Now, maybe that's because women are nagging the men and they're actually listening to them.
The women are less likely?
Are less likely.
No.
Statistically.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
They may talk about it more, but they're less likely.
They're harder to actually convince to change lifestyle.
Yeah. Let me ask you a quick question while I'm thinking. I had a client that was diagnosed with, it was, and I don't remember the exact name, but it was a varicose vein in her cervical area. What is that?
Okay, so it's called pelvic congestion syndrome.
Okay.
And so we have veins all over our body. And so if a vein has abnormal flow and it can start to engorge and dilate, and if that's in your leg, it's a varicose vein in your leg, you can see it and it hurts. Same thing can happen in the pelvis area, and it's common. It's more common in women than it is in men. Now, their ovaries connect, you know, the vein system connects into everything else. It's kind of like there's the main highway, but then there's lots of side roads. And people that have pressure in their abdomen or their pelvis, it can be called pelvic congestion syndrome. It can be worse during menses. It can happen all the time where they start to have, you know, like lower quadrant pain all the time.
And it's not good pain. This lady was really suffering with this and urinary issues,
yep,
too.
And so that's definitely, you know, when you're having, you know, a pain in your side or pain in your abdomen like that, you've got to get this figured out. Go to your primary care. You may be, you know, if you're female, definitely your GYN doctor. Get evaluated. Make sure all the parts are working properly. And, you know, if you're still not sure what's going on, sometimes a vascular evaluation will actually tell us if they have abnormal flow in some of the pelvic veins.
And what can you do about that?
So if we actually find the ovarian vein that is actually causing the problem, we actually put a little plug in there. We call it a coil, and that will block that vein, that will shut that vein down, and the pain will subside and go away. So it's fixable.
And so does it build collateral blood flow when you shut that down?
There's so much collateral blood flow anyway. It's just we find the vein that's abnormal.
Oh, because that's where the pain's coming from.
Correct. And then we zap that vein and they get better.
Really interesting.
Yeah. Sometimes it's in constellation with a symptom where it's not just pelvic pain, but also lower leg pressure and swelling.
Mm.
We've talked about that before. It's called May-Thurner syndrome. And that's where the veins in the abdomen get compressed by the arteries. And so the way the body works is simple. The blood flows from the heart to your toes in arteries. The veins take it back to the heart again. And if there's any kind of blockage in the abdomen, not letting the blood get back to the heart easily, then people will tend to swell or have pressure or pain in their lower legs. And it's not normal. You shouldn't have pain in your legs. You should be able to walk. You shouldn't have, you know, you should have adequate mobility. So if you don't have those things or are having a problem, then that's when you go see your primary care. That's how it works.
But they could come see you they already kind of really knew there was a vascular issue.
Absolutely. I mean, we see people all the time there, and you're allowed to, you know, call our office and make an appointment, and we figure it out.
And childbirth, does that aggravate it sometimes?
If you have many children, yes, that can add to it.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a lot of patients that they, you know, they blame their varicose vein. They point to it, you know, on their child. And I tell them, I said, you better blame the child because the child blames you for everything else. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I said, that's how that works.
It's your turn.
Cool. Well, tell people how they can contact you and for more information and appointments.
Yep. So, you know, I think a great resource is our website, so vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com. Mm-hmm. And it has all kinds of different, you know, explanations of what's happening to people's bodies and, you know, different resources to look at and review. And then if you just need to get a consultation, you call us and we set up a consultation and try to get you in quickly and then just get some of the, you know, the questions answered.
I just want to say real quick on that. I try to say it every time you come in. I've been to you, and the system works just like you say. The time you set up an appointment, you get seen, and you get your consultation is usually, at least for me so far, it's been less than a week. The only time it took me more than a week was something I had a scheduling issue with, and it wasn't your folks. They're like, we can see you. What are you doing in 5 minutes? No, it was like, what are you doing in 2 or 3 days? I'm like, I can't this week. They go, okay, first available is next week. And so it works just like you had set the business model up to do, and that is stop doing it to where people have to live with fear in the unknown. They can just come in and get seen, which I love. Yeah. So there's a little testimony to that.
No, and I appreciate that. And I would say, you know, that's probably the typical, you know, response that a lot of people get. I mean, but it's busy. It's a busy place. We see 500 some patients a week.
Really? 500?
500 patients a week.
No.
Yeah, probably through there.
Is that challenge? I mean, is keeping your business model to what you like and the influx of new patients, is that somewhat challenging?
Absolutely. Scale makes it a completely different game. It was much simpler when it was just 10 people. Now we have 100 employees, and there's just a lot of moving parts.
And you have more than how many locations do you have now? Three?
Five locations.
Five? Yep. And where are they?
Wow.
So it's Lifestyle Way, which is right off Shalaford. Mm-hmm. That's our main center. Then there's Cleveland, which is right off Paul Huff Highway, the 50 exit 57.
Okay.
And those are our two operating centers. We actually operate out of both those places. North Georgia and Fort O and Jasper and Dayton, up in Dayton.
So those are for evaluation, and if they need surgery, they would come to the other two locations.
Yeah,
yep. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Great information today, Dr. Asar. Thank you so
much. Absolutely.
And it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having another segment of health empowering information. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter
each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
A great radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my buddy, co-host Clint Powell. Let everybody know your podcast, Clint.
Yeah, you can find, I've got During the Break podcast with just me and a bunch of guests, and that's where you can find everything about Jeff Styles. I've got Dayfire podcast, Adventure in the Great Outdoors, with Dawson Wheeler, the former owner of Rock Creek Outfitters. I have Crimecast with former Chattanooga Police Chief David Roddy, and then Of, By, and For the People, more of a political podcast and constitutional deep dives with my good buddy, attorney Eric Buchanan, and a professor, Matthew Durham.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And this show is released every Tuesday as a podcast as the Vital Health Radio download.
Yes. So go to Spotify or Apple or any of those that you listen to, and then you can find it there very easily.
Absolutely.
And again, it's on Optimize You. It's called Optimize Health.
Yeah, right? Optimize Health. That's where you can find that one on all your podcast platforms.
It was with them, as I said in the first segment, and had a really great time. And I did talk about rapamycin again, and to remind
people.
How's
it going?
Let me tell you real quick. As I told Josh and Mandy, I'm kind of a guinea pig, as I have been many times of my life, and I'm using rapamycin and use the analogy, I'm betting on this horse. I'm betting on this horse because I'm 66. The studies on this drug, the drug was found in 1960, late 60s in Easter Island, and it has been proven itself in very repeatable studies to extend the lifespan of every single animal that it has been tested on, from the rats to the dogs. To test humans, I'll be long gone before that experiment's ever finished, so I don't have time to wait. So I decided to take a small risk with a great benefit, which I think is the way to live my life always. To do nothing is one of the riskiest things you can do. To do nothing is horribly risky because Father Time will devastate your health.
Did when you and Josh did this, were there some expectations set? I mean, like, how will you, just between you and me, and if you don't know, you don't know, but how will you know it's working? That's my biggest thing. Is that a bad question to ask?
It's not a bad question, but it's not going to be that relevant at this stage. Now, I did part of the process again, as I have learned many things along my life of being the guinea pig. Like, okay, I started, if I do certain supplements at the wrong time of day, then I start feeling this, looking at this, seeing blood work or doing something incorrect. I will figure it out. For Edward Jones, I will figure it out. That is not, research in medicine, but it's also wisdom to me. It's intuition and wisdom. Well, so far, something's happened to me in my use of rapamycin. I've gone up to 5 milligrams on Mondays. I do it once a week.
Okay.
Protocol is still a little gray, but most people use between 3 and 6 milligrams. Mm-hmm. I had 5 skin tags. They've all fallen off. There's no human way that could have happened without rapamycin. Josh and I talked about it. We know that rapamycin decreases the rate of highly proliferative cells. Well, those are cancer cells, highly proliferative, which means they're reproducing quicker than normal.
I want to take it.
And it is... So if I'm seeing first external signs of something like that has never been found before, I always have to go to Dr. Red to get them cut off.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Well, all of a sudden, I don't have any left. All are gone. Every single thing I have that was excessively growing.
I want to talk to Josh.
And, well, he doesn't know. I know more than he does about it as far as skin tags.
Oh,
and,
no. I'm going to talk to Josh about rapamycin.
No, you need to think about it. And I am just... Again, if you're 25 years old, forget my conversation. Move on. Eat better. Exercise. Do the right thing. You're 50 plus and you want to extend your lifespan by 12% in males, 17% in females. What is 12% of 66? Well, 10% is 6. So about 8 years. I can extend my life 8 freaking years? Heck yeah, because what it does is decrease disease.
Yeah.
That's why it extends lifespan. So you get sicker later in life, all the diseases. So,
yeah, I might try it. I might give it a shot.
And I don't feel anything when I take it. So
that's what I was going to ask, effects. I've asked you that before. Are there studies on the side effects?
Yes, there are. Tremendous studies.
Are there side effects we should know about?
Dr. T, a very skeptical physician, he did a deep dive on rapamycin. He said the risks are so minimal that it's actually astounding. There's very few drugs that have this low of risk if done once a week.
Wow.
It is a drug that's used for transplant patients. It is not terribly comfortable when you do it 7 days a week. One day a week, it does phenomenal, which is a cool way that some drugs work is you do them on short runs. You spike them, and then you take 6 days off.
Okay.
So I love the whole future of rapamycin. And Josh at Optimize You will be prescribing that for the patients that are appropriate.
If it's a good fit.
Yes. Good fit, that's right. And I don't see where it wouldn't be if you're 50 and above and you have
which
not,
I am.
Oh, you are?
Yes,
oh.
I know I don't look it with this mane of beautiful hair and brown and blonde beard.
Well, they always said that heavy people have less wrinkles. They didn't say that.
Well, it's because all our weight's pulling the skin down, dude. It's gravity.
The scientists have, which I'm really big into this. The microplastics in our environment is killing everything from dolphins to our human health. But scientists have detected the microplastic of all kinds in human tissues, including it goes to the placenta, the lungs, the spleen, the kidney, the heart, the brain, and the stool. And Austrian researchers found that these microparticles migrate into the brains of mice within 2 hours of drinking the water that had the microplastics. Once in the brain, these plastic microparticles increase the risk of inflammation, neurological disorders, and neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's. What if we have just kind of been oblivious and blinded to the fact that why are so many people getting so many diseases? And part of the reason is because of microplastics. And the thing is, the fix is a water filter. That's all it takes is a water filter to clean these plastics up. Now, I do drink. I just have sitting here a little bottle of bottled water. Mm-hmm. I drink maybe two of those a week.
Oh, wow.
That's all I drink because I use our water filter from Nutrition World. It's a carafe. It's about $63. Takes out everything, including fluoride. And the rest of it is just water that I'm going to drink at home and at the store with our filtration system. Yeah. So I'm not a nut about it because I will drink it if I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty.
You're kind of a nut about it.
I'm
a
okay,
little bit.
I am.
You're
I am
not a
you.
I mean, you know, a little.
I will not argue with that.
Okay, good.
I want to know, then this has always got me, even when I was probably not 10, but probably about 20 years old, I really start thinking about this. You know, you come into the house and your mama's in there, your grandmama, or you go visit somebody and your hands are dirty. You go to the kitchen sink, you get the soap and you wash it really good, and then you see the towel hanging on somewhere around the kitchen and you dry your hands off. I've always thought that that was a breeding ground right here. Hand washing, of course, is a simple method to reduce bacterial pathogens and viruses. However, research has found very clearly that multi-use kitchen towels mm-hmm. are a breeding ground for bacterial pathogens, including staph. And drying your hands with one of these is spreading germs. That makes sense.
Do you remember back in the old days in the bathrooms, they had the paper, the cloth pull? You would pull and it would rotate through and you uh-huh. just would pull it a couple of times, wipe your hands on, walk out. There is no way that 99% of all diseases started inside that thing. That thing was the nastiest. Now that we're at where we're at. Oh, think of that. It was nothing but one big looped towel, and you were just pulling it through to the...
Wow.
Think back on those days. Good Lordy. How did we survive between that and the playgrounds made out of nothing but military bars and... You know, pull-up machines.
Well, there's some reasons why we survived.
That's what I'm saying.
We were more resilient. We had less environmental toxins and less stress and less Roundup and less vaccines and less this and less that. So
yeah,
that's one reason.
Thank you, sir. What else you got for me over there on your list?
Dengue fever, or D-E-N-G-U-E. Is it dengue or dang fever? I'm not sure which, but it is in Jamaica now. It's horrible. And it's a fever outbreak, and hundreds of people have confirmed and suspected 565 suspected cases in the Caribbean nation. And it's dengue fever, and I may be misspelling it here, but I know the name. I've heard it for years.
Okay, then don't doubt yourself.
It's very contagious. I'm just saying, let's not go to Jamaica. Cancel that Jamaica trip, Clint. I'm sorry. You can't go with those three women that were going to take you down there.
Yeah. Everybody listening to this that knows me just giggled out loud. I don't know three women that want to go to a restaurant with me, much less
they don't want to
Jamaica.
Go to Starbucks.
Yeah, they don't want to even go down memory lane with me, much less anything in real life.
Well, that's because they have to buy the coffee. You're not
that's
even gonna...
not true. I'll make you a free cup of coffee at the house. Oh. Some Folgers. I'll put a little coconut in there, a virgin coconut oil from Nutrition World. It'll taste yummy.
Wow, that's impressive. I know that people are wanting to get your number right now.
They're not. They're trust me. I'm going to figure out how to say ding dong, whatever it is, fever you just
okay,
said.
Do that.
Yeah, while I'm looking it up right now.
I love talking about creating a team when you need help with your health. And many times I know that the best philosophy is to create this team, not when you're in a crisis. As President Kennedy said in the 60s, something to the effect of, the time to repair a roof is when the sun is shining, not when it's raining. So let's prepare our team. And not that you need this at this moment, but if you have a family history and you're upper in the years like I am, Dr. Jack Wolfson has an integrative cardiology in Scottsdale, Arizona. Mm-hmm. I know this gentleman, and his name is Dr. Jack Wolfson. If you Google that with the word cardiology or holistic or something else, it will pop up. He does consultations on Zoom for people, and I have one interview with him on AFib that was phenomenal, how to treat AFib, not with a traditional approach that has sometimes less than desirable results and sometimes many drugs that are being used. So another team member I'm throwing out there, again, Dr. Jack Wolfson, if you need cardiology.
Dengue.
Dengue?
Dengue.
Okay, I wasn't too far off.
You were too far off. No, you weren't.
No. Okay.
Are we ready for a break, sir?
Yes, we are. Yeah. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll have a few words of wisdom and that, a little bit more to come. And for Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my buddy partner, Clint Powell. And I always like to say and kind of repeat things that have been meaningful to me in the world of words.
Okay.
And Rumi, who is a poet from many, many hundreds of years ago, I actually have a tattoo on my leg of Rumi because he's been very valuable in my process of getting older and finding and seeking wisdom within my life. This one is one of the favorites of mine. It's called The Guest House by Rumi. This being human is a guest house. Every morning a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness, some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they are a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight, the dark thought, the shame, the malice. Meet them at the door laughing and invite them in, and be grateful for whatever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. That one has served me well over very difficult times when the thing that meets me at the door in the morning is the joy, is the lack of joy, the depression, the sadness, because there is usually an opening down the road that allowed something else to happen because the first thing did happen. I don't know what you feel about those kind of things, but...
Well, I think it's all connected. The goods and the bads, the in-betweens, they're all connected. You don't get to pick up a stick unless you get both ends. So you don't get the joy of life if you don't get the sadness. What do you compare? How do you know it's joy if you don't have sadness to know the difference? You know what I'm saying? And I read something the other day and I really liked it. It said, sometimes we are disappointed because we feel like everything's permanent when in reality it's all temporary.
All impermanent.
It's all temporary. There is no permanent.
I live a life of really practicing impermanence as a practice, actually. And I said this actually an hour ago to someone about my little silly app called Countdown. Because, you know, if we can kind of estimate what we think we will live, how much longer, then you can plug it in. And every day I look at it. And if I have a real difficult day or moment or don't feel as well, I'm not delaying my life. I am going to go ahead and step up and do what I need to do because tomorrow is going to be the end of me. The sunset of my life is not that far away, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
But the biggest mistake I and many people I do think make is to believe that we have a lot of time left, and that's not a good way to live.
No, isn't that the old quote, the problem with it is you think you have time?
Yep.
That's the issue, yeah.
With that, I'm going to do all I can to preserve the quality and quantity of my life from the habits that I do. I think we should, and I think it's only the wisest thing that we can set ourselves up for health success. We set ourselves up, hopefully, for financial success, relationship success, but we sometimes don't focus on the health success. Because here's the thing, the health is similar to your savings account, because if you have to go get surgery, you have an accident in the car, you get COVID, you get a really bad infection, the people who come out a lot better on the opposite side are those who went into it stronger. And you know that. If you go into a boxing ring and you have not trained, you will be pummeled probably, and you will walk out bloodied and wounded because you did not prepare. Well, pathogens are just like being in the ring with Mike Tyson, except you can't see them. And the stronger we are, the more likely we will be able to beat the enemy at its own game.
Yes. Yeah, I agree with that.
I did get a new phone. I know you don't like Apple at all.
No, Apple.
But
they're thieves, liars.
They are the greatest un-American of all time. Yeah. I would marry a woman if she was an iPhone 15 Pro. No women that are iPhones 15 Pros.
That just sounded awkward, but keep talking, sir.
And the thing about it is that EMFs, electromagnetic fields, are not healthy at all. In fact, they are risking our safety and probably our children's future. Governments and the telecom industries are imposing 5G everywhere. 5G in phones emit radiations at levels known to cause weakened immunity, DNA damage, and other harms, especially in children because they're smaller. And most people don't know that the U.S. Senate hearing, the wireless industry was forced to admit it applies no safety studies on 5G and has no plans to do so, similar to dentists who did not do studies on mercury back in the 40s and 50s, and water companies who do not do anything with fluoride. And here's Adam at Nutrition World told me this, and it just shocked me because I didn't know this. But when the iPhone 12 came out, and I looked it up, you can look it up, it's all factual, France would not allow Apple to import it because the EMFs were so high that France realized that it would endanger their public.
Have they changed that now?
Well, they still won't let the 12 in.
Oh.
No, 12 is banned permanently.
Oh, so the other, but the newer upgrades probably and had some adjustments.
Unless the political scene has changed in France and all of a sudden they've been bought and paid for like everybody else? I don't know. If France is willing or unwilling to let an iPhone 12 come in, there's a pretty big red flag right there issues.
Why don't you get an Android? They have no EMS. I read a study.
Really?
It's a Clubhouse study.
Why don't you?
Funded by Waffle House.
I think that Android needs to be stuck in a really dark place between your cheeks.
Either way, any way I think of that, that is inappropriate. That's just mean to say. I'm just saying Androids don't have EMS.
And they also don't have any decent video capacity for my grandchildren.
That's okay. I give you that.
And my TikTok.
And your TikTok's blowing up.
That's right.
Nutrition World now has a TikTok, by the way.
Thank you for remembering that.
Yeah. And people should go follow it. Y'all are doing some good stuff over there. Growing it slowly but surely.
How do they follow it? They just go to Nutrition
Just go to TikTok and you can just look up Nutrition World. It pops up. Your logo pops right up there.
And Owen is the key behind it, and he's learning, doing great. Good. We're going to get momentum. I've got about 8.5 million on mine, and I actually posted one, the first one I've ever posted that I took down. It had such sucky numbers, and you know why?
You didn't have your shirt off.
Well, that would do it. That's true, but that wasn't the case. Okay. I did it in black and white. I couldn't believe it. I only had 600 people, and normally I have 60,000.
Okay, but wait a minute. Did you like it?
Not in black and white. I didn't. I don't know why.
I was going to say, you should pull stuff down just because of peer pressure. If you liked it, leave it up.
I didn't. It was one of those parts of life. You do something.
Have you ever posted something about us on the radio show on TikTok?
No, I haven't.
Huh. Okay.
Not one. I'm proud of you, co-host. But I haven't done it. And if you do it, you have to take your shirt off.
I'll love that. We'll you do take it your shirt off after.
Oh,
yeah. I'll be the before and you can be the after.
Okay, game on. Game on, brother.
That's funny right there. Jeez, not only did he lose weight, but he lost all his chest hair. And heck almighty, got a tan. How did that happen?
Here's the deal. You need to come up and hit the heavy bag with me one day.
I'll hit the heavy bag with you.
Or I come to your house.
Or you can come to the YCAP gym.
Well, I need to take my shirt off.
You can come to the YCAP gym. That's an old school gym.
You can take your shirt off?
Of course. Everybody's got their shirt off the YCAP gym. It's an old school boxing
game gym. Game on. I'm doing it, brother. I'm doing it.
Now, I do it at 6:30 on Thursday, so.
I get up at 3:12.
I get up at 5, so you beat me.
So, duh. Okay, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening, and we'll be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m., for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.